From KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about Napa County's Measure C. Here's KALW's Angela Johnston.
50 years ago, Napa Valley winemakers and community members wanted to protect the valley from housing and commercial development. They declared agriculture, which in Napa basically means grapes, the highest and best use of the land. This paved the way for growth of the wine industry that currently coats the valley floor and the tens of billions in profit the valley churns out each year. But now some winemakers and environmentalists feel Napa has reached its limit. There isn't any space to expand, so winemakers have to get creative and plant new vines on the valley's hillsides. Hillsides covered with dense oak woodlands that help replenish and filter groundwater. They say if we don't preserve the streams and oak trees, we eventually won't even have a Napa Valley. So they're going to the ballot box for a solution. Measure C is called the Watershed and Oak Woodland Protection Initiative. It puts a cap on the amount of oak trees that can be removed from the Napa Valley hillsides. Once that quota's been met, landowners will have to apply for a permit to cut down additional trees. And for every tree cut down, landowners would have to plant three more elsewhere. The measure also creates a buffer zone around streams where no trees of any type can be removed. The Yes on C campaign has raised over $160,000. Supporters include local environmentalists and prominent winemakers. But the No campaign has just as many big wine industry names and the backing of the Napa Valley Vintners Association. They plan to raise close to $1 million to defeat the measure. They think there are already too many environmental regulations in Napa. The science behind the quotas is flawed, and that these limits will harm the industry, making it nearly impossible for the valley to grow and thrive. So, if you want to set limits on the ways wineries in Napa can expand, vote yes. If you don't want these restrictions, vote no.